Would you like to learn more about faith? You've come to the right person. No, not me. Abraham. I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is a daily devotional podcast called Adventures in Faith with Abraham. Abraham, who went, according to Hebrews 11:8, even though he did not know where he was going. Join me as we step out on a faith adventure with Abraham. Today, we pause for a moment before going on to the next chapter. In chapter 15, Abraham is significant, for sure, but God is the focus. He's the one taking initiative, giving a vision, answering questions, dealing with doubts, giving instructions, causing Abraham to fall into a deep sleep, making the covenant, and walking between the carcasses. God is the shield, the reward, the one to bless Abraham and his descendants. But what of Abraham in this chapter? Commentators have pointed out that he fulfills three functions which are very significant in the history of Israel. He is here a kind of priest, prophet, and king. The Word Biblical Commentary puts it like this: in these scenes, Abraham is portrayed not merely as the archetypal Israelite who has faith in God, but as a conquering king who has been promised victory over his foes and a great territory. As often noted, there are many resemblances in the form and content between the covenant with Abraham and that with David. Have a look in 2 Samuel chapter 7. However, the paradigmatic character of the father of the nation is also seen in the way he is viewed as a prophet enjoying a vision, in verse 1, of God and insight into the future, verses 13 to 16. Finally, Abraham appears as a sort of priest. The description of the bird rite suggests it, and the mention of his sacrifices and altar building points in the same direction. Within the Old Testament, these same features reappear in the figure of Moses, and the New Testament sees our Lord, sees Jesus, as prophet, priest, and king. In exercising faith, the people of the New Covenant both imitate Christ and also walk in the footsteps of our forefather Abraham. So Christians today, you and I, we have similar identities and functions. Revelation 1 verse 6, he has made us to be a kingdom and priests. That's who we are. Who to do what? To serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power. Or take 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 9 and 10. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You were not a people, but now you're the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. We are a priesthood, you and I, serving our Heavenly Father. We are royal because we are related to the King by blood. We are prophets in that we are declaring and proclaiming the will of God to the world. How is it possible that we, weak, sinful, flesh-bound, are able to inhabit such an identity and exhibit such activities? It is because we have received mercy. Well, our prayer point for today: ask God to fill you with gratitude for his mercy, and ask him to help you to fulfill your functions as priest, prophet, and royalty. If you have any questions or feedback, please drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Romans 4 verse 16, he is the father of us all. Let's allow Abraham to be the father of faith to you and me. Many thanks for listening today. See you tomorrow as we continue our adventure of faith with Abraham. Take care and God bless.